All right, Entre Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need to know topics for the success of architects just like you. Happy February 1st and welcome to episode 1 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled into this feed and wonder what in the world context and clarity means, go check out episode 0. That's where I tell the origin story of context and clarity and why I think our daily time together is so important. And speaking of important, I have a question for you. What do you do when you're the employee of a firm and you go to meet with someone? Let's say it's a client or a contractor, and that person tells you that they want to hire you, not the firm. They want you specifically to work on their project on your own. Now, I guess at first blush, that may be flattering. Maybe you've got bills to pay. Who doesn't? Maybe you need some extra cash. Or maybe you've been thinking about going out on your own. This might be a great opportunity. On the other hand, this seems like a question of ethics. What's the right thing to do? My guess is that you may have experienced something like this before. After all, a lot of firms, an awful lot of firms, are started with one client and one opportunity. If you know the backstory of context and clarity, you know that we've been having conversations about questions just like this every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern since April 6th of 2020. All of these conversations take place inside the Entre Architect Community Facebook group. And I have to say that questions of ethics have to be one of the most important categories that we dig into. How to is good, but what's right and what's wrong builds out our professional standards. So what's right and what's wrong in this scenario? Have you actually been in a situation like this before? If I imagine a scene like this, I wonder, if I agree to push my employer aside and work with this person, what kind of conversation do I have to have with my boss? What kind of person is this that's asking me to do this? If I do this, and I do it well, will this opportunity lead to others? Are there other clients or contractors that I work with right now that might want to do the same? Is this my big break? But what happens when other architects, other consultants that I work with, other clients, what happens when they find out? Because they will find out. Will I be the hero or the traitor? Obviously, there's a lot to consider, and with some of my questions, I'm playing devil's advocate. And I'm not going to answer any of these questions for you. These are the questions that I want you to think about. They're the questions for you to answer. They are why we need to have these conversations. This is the first episode of the Context and Clarity podcast, but it's an extension of the conversation that I've been hosting every weekday since April 6th of last year. In tomorrow's episode, I'll recap the live afternoon conversation. I'll let you know how the community responded to these questions. Then I'll preview tomorrow's conversation topic for you. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.